MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 7, 2025. Trump has been ordered to fully fund the SNAP program, and MassDOT is seeking public comments on Route 114 proposals. Clouds, wind, low 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:45 a.m. The Associated Press reports a federal judge in Rhode Island ordered Trump Thursday to find the money to fully fund SNAP benefits for November. The ruling by U.S. District Judge John J. McConnell Jr. gave Trump's administration until today to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, though it's unlikely the 42 million Americans, about 1 in 8, will see the money on the debit cards they use for groceries that quickly. The order was in response to a challenge from cities and nonprofits complaining that the administration was only offering to cover 65% of the maximum benefit, a decision that would leave some recipients getting nothing for this month. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, state officials are seeking public input on a proposed median added to Route 114 in Danvers and Peabody following several deadly crashes on the state highway in recent years. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation is proposing two options for creating this median. The department's goal, to provide safety and accessibility to 1.6 miles of roadway from Sylvan Street in Peabody to Avalon Bay Drive in Danvers. Many details on this story in today's Salem News, written by Caroline Enos. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber!
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caitlin D reports in today's New Report Daily News. With SNAP benefits yet to be issued this month, organizations are working to make sure no one goes hungry in area communities. As a result of the ongoing government shutdown, SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, benefits were not issued November 1. The Trump administration recently announced it would partly fund November benefits, and the state hopes to issue partial November SNAP benefits sometime during the week of November 10, according to Mass.gov. Will Courtney, Communications Director for local nonprofit Our Neighbors Table, said the organization recently saw an unprecedented number of people utilizing its services on a non-holiday week. And the Daily Item is reporting that Marblehead Superintendent John Robideau earned strong marks from the Marblehead School Committee, which commended his professionalism, calm leadership, and commitment to rebuilding trust in the district following a turbulent year. Committee Chair Al Williams read the results of the evaluation during the school committee meeting Thursday evening, describing the process as one that followed both the Massachusetts Association of School Committees and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Standards. The committee rated Robideau proficient overall, noting that he met or made significant progress on all major performance goals. Those included instructional leadership, management and operations, family and community engagement, and professional culture. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Masconomet field hockey team fell 1-0 to Westwood last night in overtime. The Chieftains finished the season at 17-1-2. In non-playoff football from last night, Essex Tech 40, Peabody 13. Charlie Lucier led the Hawks with three TDs and 155 yards of rushing. Other scores, it was Hamilton Wenham 13, Chelsea 6, and Linfield over Saugus 28-0. In playoff football tonight, and some of these teams have got some traveling to do, Framingham is at St. John's Prep, Melrose goes to Masconomet, Shepherd Hill is at Marblehead, Auburn visits Gloucester, Ashland is hosting Danvers, Shawshin is hosting Salem, Swampscott is at Archbishop Williams, Beverly goes to Billerica, Winthrop is at Stoneham, Medway plays at Bishop Fenwick, St. Mary's is hosting Greater Lawrence, Millbury is at Manchester Essex, Nantucket travels to Pentucket, 2 p.m. kickoff today, Triton is at Abington, and South Hadley at Amesbury. Lintech has to go to Bourne. Whew! The Endicott College football team plays at New England College tomorrow at noon, and the Lynn Daily Item is reporting today that Gannon Golf Course pro David Sibley has passed away at the age of 54 after waging a courageous battle against pancreatic cancer. In the pros, the Bruins beat the Senators last night 3-2 in overtime, and the Bees play in Toronto tomorrow night. The Celtics, off last night, play in Orlando tonight. And the Patriots travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Bucks Sunday afternoon at 1. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.